Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, it is State of the Union night. It means Joe Biden. He's been out. He's been hiding. He's been practicing. He's been changing his hours. He's been having a practice to stay up later than usual, because I would assume that your president, Joey, is usually in bed by 9 p.m., way past his bedtime. So they had the practice, and they basically have kept him cordoned off from the rest of the world, preparing for his big speech tonight. It's funny, as you read all the articles about this, Democrats are scared to death. They are scared to death. The one thing they have going in their favor is it's very simple, and I can play hours, as you know. We've played so many of them, hours and hours of tapes of Joe mumbling and bumbling and fumbling and not knowing whether to exit left or right or where he is, befuddled, you know, especially when he has to work like a couple of days in a row or if he's at a conference. I mean, it's so embarrassing. It's so transparent. And, you know, I'm sure maybe a couple of Red Bulls, some extra strength Excedrin with caffeine in it, you know, probably get him up for the hour and a half that maybe it'll take him if they don't shorten it considerably. And there's one thing that, here's my prediction. And people need to understand this, because I know what the mob and the media is already preparing. They're going to, let's assume for a minute that he gets through the speech. I mean, now think of how pathetic that is, that their number one mission tonight is to make sure he doesn't trip and fall, that he can get through the speech without stammering, mumbling, bumbling, and stumbling and being incoherent and having these brain farts of his. And that is their goal. You know, so what do you have happen in a State of the Union address? Let me start by saying it is the easiest thing a president will ever do, the easiest speech they will ever deliver. Now, maybe you can argue there's a little added pressure, which is probably why they've devoted so much time and energy and resources into tonight so he can get through this, because they know that he's one big fall away from probably a even larger percentage of Democrats saying that they know that this guy's not capable of being president. So they've had to work hard to prepare Joey for tonight. But Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, actually, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States. Okay. The doors open wide, and there's Joe surrounded by his cabinet members. And then he makes the slow walk down the aisle in Congress, joint session of Congress, with Supreme Court and military leaders there. And he'll make the long trek down, stopping every foot or so to shake hands and He turns from one side of the aisle to the other side of the aisle to one side of the aisle, shaking hands with everybody at the slowest pace imaginable. And then he gets to the very end and he passes by. Sometimes he'll shake the hands of Supreme Court members, military leaders. And then he has to climb the couple of stairs. That might be the toughest moment of the night, climbing them and getting down them without tripping and falling. And then he's got to take a copy of the speech, hand one copy to the vice president, one copy to the Speaker of the House, and they will be sitting behind him for the entire speech. And then he gets up to the podium. You know, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, members of my cabinet, members of Congress, the American people, blah, blah, blah. All right. He gets there. First, he's going to stand for a while, and there's going to be a sustained applause. So all he has to do is stand, and he does have the ability of having the podium there. He can put his hands on the podium, make sure he's very stable, and so he won't risk falling. He's got big font teleprompter on each side of him and straight ahead, I believe, as well. And then he's got to go through a speech that, if I had to venture a guess, that he's already been through 200 times. Now, the benefit for Joe is he doesn't have to go too quickly, is because if he reads a couple of lines, then his side of the aisle will stand and applaud and give him time to rest and regroup. And then he'll read another few lines and they'll stand and they'll clap and he gets more rest. I mean, it's simple. There's no thinking really needed for this speech. The only thing he has to remember is to stand up straight, read the teleprompter, and get through it. Then he makes the long walk back like they made the long walk in, and night's over, and then you'll hear from the mob and the media, "That's the greatest speech I've ever heard in my entire life," even though I can tell you ahead of time it's going to be full of nothing but lies. And Joe Biden will go out there and tell you that the economy's great, that when it's not. The American people, poll after poll after poll, see it. He's going to tell you that the reason that we have an issue at the border is because Republicans, they won't help me or anything. I'm looking for legislation. No, you inherited the most secure borders ever. And then he's going to talk about Ukraine, and he's going to talk about different guests, and he'll praise his wife. I mean, it's a simple thing to do. If he can't do this, I don't even know how anybody at this late hour can support him. You know, I've already been researching and having members of my Crackerjack radio and TV team research, because I can predict what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about the economy. He'll talk about the open borders. He'll blame Republicans. He's going to lie and blame greedy corporations. So much for the buck stops with him. He's going to blame shrinkflation. By the way, the more I think about it, I think what has worked for me in terms of my diet is shrinkflation. I shrink my portions. And that has been the secret sauce and my ability to keep weight off of once I finally made the decision that I needed to do it. And it's a pain in the you know what. But large majorities of voters disapprove how Joe is doing as president. Most Americans are extremely unhappy with the direction of the country. He has a 38% approval rating according to Gallup. 86% of the American people think this guy is too old to be our president. Most people say that Joe Biden's policies are hurting them rather than helping them by a whopping 23-point margin, 48 to 25. Now, these are not sustainable numbers. In contrast, voters now remember Trump's policies as helping rather than hurting their family when he was president by a whopping 13-point margin, just the opposite of Joe. Voters believe the U.S. is weaker under Joe Biden's, if you want to call it, leadership. There is no leadership. He's abdicated his role on the world stage, and all the world's unsavory evil characters, they're taking full advantage. But they believe the U.S. is weaker under Biden's leadership. Almost 60% say it's weaker. Only 36% say stronger. The survey finds that Biden's worst ratings on the border security, 71% think the administration has failed improving the situation at the border. Well, that's obvious. Although he'll claim, well, I've been trying to pass legislation. These mean Republicans won't help me. It was like watching him. We played it last night. Joe Biden saying, I'm not allowed to answer questions because they get mad at me and everything. And I might not get my ice cream tonight, my ice cream cone. It's terrible. 51% of Biden's own party blame him for not enforcing laws on the books. It's a big number. 10% of voters of Biden in 2020 are now voting for Donald Trump. 63%. That's it. Say he has failed to make our country safer. 61% disapprove of his handling of the economy. We already know that because we're living it. 58% he has mostly failed at helping working class Americans. The people Democrats claim to have a monopoly of compassion for. No, they don't. He'll go out there. He'll play his class warfare game. He'll talk about democracy in peril. Probably even mention January 6th. Who knows? And Donald Trump is evil, and our democracy is hanging in the balance. All that rhetoric will likely be in there, and probably the abortion issue will come up. They want to prevent women from having abortions, which is an outright lie. They'll demagogue that. In vitro fertilization, they'll demagogue that. Then they'll go back to, you know, the typical Democratic playbook, which I describe all the time. You have 72% of voters dissatisfied with the direction of the country. By the way, that is up 19 points from 53% at the start of Biden's term. Only 27% of Americans are satisfied with how things are going in the U.S. today, which is fewer than when what people said the same at the beginning of Trump's reelection year. You know, is his job performance has been abysmal. And that's why he has such a low approval rating. That's why Donald Trump has a real chance to win this election in just 242 days. You know, I mean, look, 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It doesn't matter what Joe says about the economy. I don't think there's going to be a single American that's going to buy the lie that Republicans are responsible for the disaster that he's caused at our border. And I know with Bidenomics, I don't think people are going to buy that this is because of greedy corporations and shrinkflation. He's been out there, you know, hitting the talking point that Bidenomics, it hasn't done a thing for them. Even Democrats are saying, let it go. People are not buying it. And they're just not. Even on climate change, the overwhelming majority of Americans think he's failed. Well, most Americans don't want the electric vehicle he's been trying to shove down our throats that costs so much more. They don't want to get rid of their refrigerators, their gas stoves, their air conditioning, and they don't want to give up the meat that they like. And then if you look at, there's a big reason that demographically so many people are abandoning Joe. I mean, members of the Democratic coalition, you know, demographically speaking, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, young people are abandoning him in record numbers. Super Tuesday, I mentioned this yesterday. States that had an option of uncommitted or no preference, the numbers were pretty staggering. I mean, in terms of North Carolina, 12.7% of Democratic primary voters picked either no preference or uncommitted. Massachusetts, 9.4%, nearly 10%. In Minnesota, 18.9%. Colorado, 8.1%. Alabama, 6%. Tennessee, 7.9%. Iowa, 4%. Wow. I mean, he's upside down on everything. Now, we're going to fact check him. We'll be on. The State of the Union starts just in my hour, 9 o'clock, so I'll be on after he speaks. By the way, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, will be on with us. Ted Cruz will be on with us. We got a great show tonight. But I read this morning, too, that Donald Trump is planning to fact check Joey in real time. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump's fact check gets a bigger audience than Joe. Last year was one of the lowest rated State of the Union addresses ever. Anyway, Trump has put out that he's pleased to inform you that that he will be doing live play-by-play of Crooked Joe Biden's State of the Union address. I will correct in rapid response any and all inaccurate statements, especially pertaining to the border and his weaponization of the DOJ, the FBI, AGs, district attorneys, to go after his political opponent, me. Something that's never been done in the country before. We did this once before with tremendous success, beating all the records. It's important for the country to get the truth. Not going to be hard. I've already prepared for the lies because they've been telling them now for a long time. You know, Joe Biden dodges Donald Trump's debate challenge. He doesn't want it. I would not be surprised if Joe Biden under no circumstances will debate Donald Trump. He'll blame Trump for it. But it's really because he's not capable of it. The guy, the fact that he punted on an easy Super Bowl interview is pretty revealing. This is a pretty interesting number. 20%, one in five Hispanic Americans, Latino voters are considering switching parties. And since 2020, one of the major questions hanging over this coming election in 242 days is whether or not Hispanic Americans will ditch Democrats in favor of the GOP. Even Charles Barkley said that, people in the African community know that Democrats pretty much just come calling every 4 years. And what do? They make promises up the yazoo and they don't do anything about it. But I'm just telling you, if you look at the Gallup survey, and what do you see? 10% of 2020 Biden voters say they are switching to Trump. If that happens and you have anywhere near the estimated demographic switch that is showing up in polls, it's game over. Trump wins.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
He gives you the latest breaking news when he hits the air. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I 25 to the top of the hour on this State of the Union Thursday. And if you've been wondering why your president's been MIA, it's because they have been preparing and preparing and preparing and preparing for what will be, according to the media mob and the left, this is Joe's reset speech. Easiest speech in the world to give. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States. Doors swing wide open. There's Joey with his cabinet. And he slowly walks down the aisle in Congress, shaking hands and stopping every couple of feet. Not like you're going to be able to tell. Then he passes, by Supreme Court members and members of his military, climbs 2 or 3 steps, goes up, hands a copy of the speech to the vice president, the Speaker of the House, turns to the podium, and the clapping goes on. Then every few lines, they'll clap some more. And if they think Joe's struggling, they'll clap a lot more. He's not going to admit to the worst border crisis, the biggest national security risk in our lifetime, is he? I don't think he's capable of that. By the way, I doubt he's going to go through his woke administration that even wanted to get rid of the iconic Victory Over Japan Day picture of a sailor kissing a nurse. That came up. I doubt he's going to talk about the weaponization of our Department of Justice or the FBI, or is he really going to talk about all the debt that he's incurred, $2 trillion last year alone? Is he going to talk about the record high inflation? Is he going to take responsibility for any of his horribly failed policies and waste of money? Is he going to take responsibility for, I probably should have done something about the spy balloon. I probably should do something about China making aggressive maneuvers in international airspace against our Air Force, international waterways against our Navy, the aggressive maneuverings there, aggressive maneuverings against our ally Taiwan. Is he going to do anything to go after Vladimir Putin? There's not been any consequences, so to speak. I mean, where does he, at what point does he make the case you're better off than you were 4 years ago? What's better off? America's gotten weaker abroad. Our economy's weaker, and the Americans are feeling it, and the polls show it. He did have a couple of strikes going into tonight's speech. Ukraine's first lady, that's President Zelensky's wife, has been invited and will not be attending the State of the Union. You've heard about this Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Navalny is his name. Alexei Navalny. And she rejected the invitation to go. And, it's just going to be very, very basic and fundamental. It's not a hard speech to get through. I'm sorry. I know people are going to say, Hannity, oh, come on. He can't get through all that. I'm like, actually, I hate to tell you, but he can. Because that's why they have been hiding him, prepping him, resting him, and likely changing his usual hours. want to quickly remind you, in this tough Biden economy, you can save money. You don't have to sacrifice service. Everybody needs their cell phone. And that's where Pure Talk comes in, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company. And they use the same exact cell towers, the same 5G network as Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And the average family for the exact same service is saving close to $1,000 a year. Now, if you haven't joined the hundreds of thousands of us that made the switch, which is simple and fast and easy, you can do it now. And if you do it now, you get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. And it doesn't have any four-line requirement or activation fee. You just get a free Samsung that's built to last with a quick charging battery and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at $30 a month. With that, you get unlimited talk and text, 15 gigs of data, and you get mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you exactly to the same cell towers and 5G network as the big carriers. Just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword save now. Do it now, you get your brand new free Samsung 5G smartphone. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch, save money for the exact same service. It's a no-brainer. Those are the things to watch. And all the predictable attacks against Republicans, and he's not going to take blame for anything. But what is the one thing that Joe can say? Ask yourself. Ask yourself as an American, what is the one thing you would point to? How would you answer the question, how are we better off than we were 4 years ago? I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing because I don't see it. So the border crisis is crashing right into the State of the Union. You know, New York Times, this is pretty funny, actually. Nervous Democrats press Biden on Gaza ahead of the State of the Union. Now, this is getting amazing. And what we're watching unfold here, and this is all politics, is Biden has become more and more outspoken and critical and aggressive, as has Vice President Harris, towards Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israel. You know, this is an amazing time. And you see these protesters showing up everywhere in Israel. Israel was a victim of a vicious, vile terrorist attack. A terrorist attack on their own soil, the worst in their history. And they have a tiny population, less than 10 million. If you extrapolate out the number of people that were murdered that day, add to that the number of people kidnapped that day and then murdered, you're looking at what would be the equivalent of losing, again, not comparable populations, but about losing 40,000 Americans in a day. So what you have is Joe Biden now is giving in to the radicalized political left. And think about what he's doing here. He's trying to pressure and force Israel to end their war on terrorism. They know who did it, to keep their country safe and secure. And for some reason, you know, he ends up ostensibly protecting the people responsible by pressuring Israel to back off winning the war. Compare that to what Donald Trump said. He's no, Israel should finish off Hamas once and for all. And they should. I mean, I've read more articles today. Can gaffe-prone Biden avoid the flubs, the freezes, the falls, the teleprompter slip-ups, and booing Republicans to prove he's fit for a second term? And what is the most consequential speech and State of the Union in his career? That's such a ridiculous analysis. Because none of it changes what he's done in the last 4 years, this stupid speech tonight of his. Tell you, and the stupid people that he has around him. He really does have some dumb people around him. One of them is John Kerry. You know what John Kerry actually said as he stepped down? I guess, is it today? I guess yesterday was his last day. I am stepping down. My work is so important. He gets asked at a climate, I guess one of these climate seminar meeting world events, one of these globalist, you know, clusters. And anyway, he actually, you know, says that's why I, for the purpose of my work, I'm forced to do it, but I buy carbon offsets. Carbon offset would be the equivalent of somebody cheating on you, maybe a spouse, and you say, well, let me buy you a diamond ring or let me buy you a new sports car. Well, and then that's a cheating offset. Now, either you're admitting what you say is wrong to admit, and that is your carbon emissions, or you don't. You have a big carbon footprint or you don't. I think it's all a crock anyway, so I laugh at the whole thing. But that was his rationale. Now, he's getting in more trouble as he has now stepped down, and he reflected on his time as the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, and his comments have, wow. It's one of these moments. He actually said, you know, claimed that people would feel better about the Ukraine war if Russia reduced their emissions.
I believe that Russia has the ability to be able to make enormous changes if it really wanted to. I mean, if Russia has the ability to wage a war illegally and invade another country, they ought to be able to find the effort to be responsible in the climate issue. We need every country, including Russia. Russia is one of the largest emitters in the world. If Russia wanted to show good faith, they could go out and announce what their reductions are going to be and make a greater effort to reduce emissions now. And maybe that would open up the door for people to feel better about what Russia is choosing to do at this point in time.
Oh, so people would feel better about Russia if they reduced their carbon emissions and they feel better about what they've done in Ukraine. That man really is stupid. I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. I actually said that when he was running for president. We played it quite often. America's poverty rate has exploded under Joe Biden. I doubt he's going to talk about that. Poverty rate for children has more than doubled. Politico, September 2023, reporting on the most recent calculations by the Census Bureau, which is for fiscal year 22. And I know he's going to try to convince voters by lying tonight that they're actually better off since he's become president. But unfortunately, 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and most Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings in case, God forbid, an emergency comes about. I mean, that's a frightening time. You have children, it's even more frightening. I know what it was like, but I don't know what it was like when I had children. One economic statistic he won't be discussing is these numbers that I'm mentioning here, because that survey that I mentioned from 2023, the poverty rate spiked to 12.4%, up from 7.8% the year prior, a staggering 59% increase. Yeah, America's poverty rate has exploded. Poverty rate for children, it said, more than doubled under Joe Biden's policies. Are we going to hear anything about that tonight? I tend to doubt it. Bernie Sanders says many don't understand Trump will be a disaster. He'll increase oil production. I'm like, yeah, another reason to vote for Donald Trump. I don't know. By the way, people are getting really pissed off at the price of everything. I'm not sure. Did you ever go to Five Guys? I like Five Guys. I like burgers. I just do. I don't get to eat them as often as I like because I'm always watching my weight, but I love them. I mean, you can tell me where a burger is, I'm there. I'm in. But anyway, apparently, I don't know if valet parking, somebody wrote, or VIP treatment comes with what you buy at Five Guys. But apparently on social media, Sweet Baby James handed me this. Apparently it cost nearly $25. Somebody on X posted and exposed that they posted a receipt and they found that a bacon cheeseburger alone was $12.49 and $24 for one person. You know, the receipt showed an order of a bacon cheeseburger, $12.49, a soda of some kind, Coke or whatever, $2.89, small fries, $5.19, $21.91, and then there was a tip spotted on the receipt for $2.19, which now a lot of people, they're just putting tips into everything. Credit, you know, it's just unbelievable. But they're going to tell you that everything's fine, and Joe's going to blame price gouging and corporations that are greedy and shrinkflation. Is he going to talk about the border in a way that's rational? Migrant crime wave, illegal immigrant crime wave continues. Guatemalan illegal arrested for beating and robbing a Brooklyn man. Oh, I'm sure the people over at MSDNC, they're just probably going to giggle about it. You know, conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, circle back Jen Psaki. One Biden illegal has been charged in the beating death of a Texas cheerleader. This was in the New York Post in February this year. Texas grand jury indicted an illegal immigrant suspected in a 16-year-old girl's brutal killing on capital murder charges. Oh, what about Lake and Riley? Are they giggling about that? Do they want to talk to Lake and Riley's family? I don't know if they'd even be up to taking anybody's call. The suffering they must be going through. It's unbelievable. What about the fentanyl, the opioids, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking? What about all that part? And you get these idiots over at MSDNC. Like, well, I don't know what happened to Liberal Joe. F you. If you can't handle the truth, this is this version of Biden intellectually, analytically is the best Biden ever. Really? As they censor Donald Trump's speech over there regularly. Unbelievable. That idiot Jeffrey Toobin, yeah, the weirdo, raised the possibility of Trump getting a Russian financing to pay his legal judgments. Foreign is his only option. No, it's not. No, that would not be his only option. I don't think it's going to be a problem. Even Charles Barkley ripped Biden and Democrats, saying they only care about black people every 4 years. Wow. I don't think it was, I don't think he's that wrong on that observation. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. By the way, this is a scary thing. 25% of U.S. adults, this was in the Daily Mail, want their state to secede. Texas, California, New York are the closest to the exit. Wow. A lot of people are pushing that. 25%. If Trump's reelected, Americans, they are planning to flee in droves. But I have to say to most of them, I'm sure they're left-wing liberals, do you promise? I might be willing to, you know, create a GoFundMe account to pay for your transportation, one-way transportation out of here. But you have to commit to never coming back. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. I've had to suffer through Biden and Obama and Clinton. You can suck up another 4 years of Trump and watch the economy thrive and America's respect on the world stage grow once again. By the way, the Biden administration put out all these actors that played president. They talked to him while I was president. Did he know that they were actors? Governor Ron DeSantis is next, and we'll preview the State of the Union as we continue.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.